We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know I'll never complain with a little Hall and Oates coming into any segment. I was already excited to talk to Warren Moon. You throw a little Hall and Oates in the mix, I'm good to go.
He wants some money today or something. Something's going to be asked later.
All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Warren Moon is joining us, and we always enjoy talking with him. And he is one of the most highly decorated quarterbacks of our time. I mean, so many Pro Bowl appearances, all those Grey Cup titles in Canada. He was, and this is so important, one season the NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner, and of course, he is enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This man comes with some legitimacy, and we always enjoy talking to him. Warren Moon is joining us. Hello, Warren.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I was enjoying that Hall & Oates, too. That was a nice little groove going there. I was big fans of them back in the day, you know? You guys wouldn't know about
you
that. You're a little young for that.
Making my day. You are making my day. Well, first of all, I'm 50, and I've been trying to tell Crowder for years
Crowder
that
don't
Hall
&
Oates,
happened.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Hall & Oates was that Philly soul sound.
Man.
Hawk's been to Hawk. Now, Warren, if you're going to say it, I'll believe it. I've been arguing with Hawk now for damn near 7-8 years about Hall & Oates. But if you got me, I got you, Warren. I fool with Hall & Oates.
Man, you'll hear some of their beats and some of your rap music, I'm telling you.
Yeah, there you go. Preaching the gospel already. Warren Moon is with us. You know, we've had such an emotional and draining week of shows. But positive, too. Crowder and I were talking about this when we came on the air today. Like, it's emotional and it's draining, but I was really impressed this week. I mean, we've had such a myriad of guests on and really telling us open and raw stories and being vulnerable on the radio. I would imagine, too, that you have felt every emotion in the spectrum this week as well. It's Friday now. How do you feel? How have you parsed everything that has gone on this week?
Yeah, just at the end of yesterday, last night, I was exhausted just from thinking about everything that's been going on, trying to talk to my kids about what's going on, trying to talk to my grandkids about what's going on. It has been exhausting, and then I've been doing a lot of interviews that are related to the subject, and you really have to be on in those interviews because you don't want to say the wrong thing either there, because people, you know, there's a lot of backlash. There's going to be backlash anyway, but you want to make sure what you're saying is really what you believe, and hopefully people will understand that. So, yeah, it's been a very exhausting week for me as well, and I can imagine what it's been for you on the radio just dealing with the public.
Yeah, and Warren, you know, one thing with the racial tension right now in our nation and doing some research on you, I honestly didn't know this, and it brings joy to my heart, that yourself, Doug Williams, Marlon Briscoe, and James Harris have field generals. It's a fraternity for black quarterbacks. And with what Vic Fangio said, the head coach of Denver, talking about there's no prevalent racism in the NFL, I just want you to speak on why did you feel you four guys felt as if you needed to start the field generals, a fraternity for black quarterback.
You know, because when we were playing, we didn't have a lot of guys that we could turn to and maybe talk to about some of the problems and things that we faced that are different than every other quarterback. When you're an African-American quarterback, you dealt with things that say white quarterbacks didn't have to deal with. You know, we dealt with a lot of racism. We dealt with a lot of negative fan mail. We dealt with death threats. We dealt with people calling us names from the stands and all those different things. So we felt that it was important that if we could put together a group that could be able to reach out to the other younger African-American quarterbacks that were in the league at that time, they would have a sounding board, somebody that they could come to and talk about those things. Because even though you might be a quarterback in the NFL, the other, 100 quarterbacks who are out there, if you're not a black quarterback, if you're not an African-American quarterback, you don't understand what we deal with. So in order to do that, you have to deal with African-American quarterbacks who have gone through that, and that's why we started it up. And it was a pretty good program. We had a lot of guys that reached out to us, and you'd be surprised how many of those guys were getting those same things we were getting even in the 90s, into the late 90s, getting death threats and hate mail and things like that. So it was something that we felt was very, very needed.
And with, honestly, last night, I don't know if you saw it, with the players, Ezekiel Elliott and different other guys, they had that that video about the NFL kind of calling the NFL out, Warren. Did you, with all the racial tension going on, you played in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, so did you feel as if you were muzzled? Could you have a voice? Could you do what the players now are doing, NFL, NBA, MLB? Could you do that when you were playing? Did you feel as if you could voice your opinion on some of these societal issues?
I felt that I could, but you just didn't feel like it was going to be heard because we didn't have social media back then, right? So if you did an article in a newspaper, that article could be edited to where it says what they wanted to say. Or if you did an interview could be edited to whatever your message was. But when you have this social media, it goes directly to the people who are following you. It's directly what you had to say, and that makes it a little bit easier to get your message out. So even though there's a lot of pros and cons about social media, that is one of the pros, is that whatever you say and whatever your feelings are goes straight out to whoever it is you want to reach. You just have to be very, very careful about what you say, because once you press that send button, it's out there.
Yeah, that's the topic we were talking about a lot yesterday. You mentioned it. When you're doing radio interviews, television interviews, social media, you have to make sure that what you're saying is what you mean, because it will get dragged through the mud if it's not. And so let's talk about the Drew Brees situation, because that one's got a lot of tentacles to it. And we read something from Jerry Brewer in the Washington Post yesterday, who went out of his way to show all the good things that Drew Brees has done for New Orleans, yet it was so disheartening for so many of his teammates and NFL players that he didn't seem to still grasp what the kneeling was about. And so how do you figure on what happened with Drew Brees? How does that whole situation sit with you?
I feel the same way. Probably Jerry, I didn't read his article, but probably a lot of the things that he said, I probably feel the same thing, that Drew has done so many positive things down there in New Orleans. And a lot of those things for African-Americans in that community, there's a lot of poverty down there in New Orleans. And he's donated a ton of money to different programs there. Just recently, he donated 5 million meals through the COVID-19 initiative down there. So he's a guy that's always been socially conscious, but in some ways just very, not so much blind, but I know he has his strong beliefs about what he feels about the flag and the Star Spangled Banner, and that's great. But don't be so closed-minded that you can't understand and at least respect other people's opinion. And that's where I was disappointed in what Drew did. Is he wasn't being open and understanding and respectful of what other people's opinions might have been if it's not his. And that's one of the things that's great about being in this country. It used to be that you could. Be of a different race. You could be of a different religion. You could vote for somebody differently than your brother does, but you can still learn to live together and not hate each other. Now, everybody, if they don't agree with the same thing that others agree with, now all of a sudden there's a hatred or I don't like you anymore because you don't believe what I believe. And we have to get back to respecting one another. That I can think different than you. I can be different than you. I can pray different than you. I can vote different than you, but we can still live together as long as you respect my opinion.
And Warren, speaking about the Drew Brees thing and something you said earlier, saying you were getting, you know, hate mail and you were, I'm sure, got some racial slurs thrown at you in a way, or maybe home stadiums, I don't know. But with that tension amongst the team, do you think it affects the Saints this year? Did it ever affect, did that you know, side of society, I'll say, ever affect you on the field with your teammates? And do you think it'll affect Drew Brees and his teammates?
You know, it never affected me because I never let anybody know what was going on. And I told the organization not to let people know what was going on the team because, you know, I got death threats a few different times throughout my career there in Houston, but I didn't want anybody else to know about it. I didn't even want to know about it. I was told one time on my birthday in Cleveland, and they had to walk me off the field with guards all around me to get me off the field after the game was over. But other than that, I didn't want to know about it. So, today it's a little bit more different because it's so out there. You know, everything that Drew said, all the different backlash is all out there, so everybody's aware of it. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit more difficult for him to navigate through his team and through his fans and through the public as to how he handles this whole thing. And I think the big thing he can do, and I'm glad he actually went on camera and talked about it yesterday as opposed to just the statement that he put out there on Instagram. And then he's got to start doing some things and show himself physically to get out there and try and make some change. And I think it's going to take a little period of time, but I think he'll repair that damage. I know he'll repair it with his football team because I know those guys know who he is, and it's just a matter of him understanding what they're feeling. And as long as he understands what they're feeling, I think there's a big reason why that they can prepare this thing. But, you know, out in the public, it's going to take a little bit longer.
Warren Moon, the Hall of Famer, is with us. You know, you talk about navigating and Drew Brees having to navigate. The league itself, the NFL, is going to have a real, I think, tough time navigating. They kind of put their foot in the line in the sand, if you will, on kneeling, right? They seem to take the side of the president, which was, this is disrespectful to the flag and troops. And as many times as the players who were kneeling kept saying, no, this is not meant as disrespect, this is meant to shine a light on social injustice and police brutality, they kind of put their foot in the sand on that one. And I wonder how you think the NFL is going to be able to navigate this for this coming season.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that the whole kneeling idea came from a military man. It came from a Navy SEAL who suggested to Colin Kaepernick, who was going to sit down as opposed to kneel, that you should kneel. I think they felt it was more, it wasn't as disrespectful to kneel down, because usually when you're kneeling, you're giving yourself up to somebody when you kneel. So, I really don't understand why there's so much confusion with this, because it doesn't have anything to do with our flag or the Star Spangled Banner. It's just a silent protest. It's very, very nonviolent. Even when the players locked arms after they didn't kneel anymore, there was problems with that too. So it's almost sounds like the public just doesn't want to hear the subject. It has nothing to do with how they're doing it, as far as whether they kneel, whether they lock arms, or whether the players stay in the locker room and come out afterwards. I mean, those guys were getting booed when they came out after the national anthem. So it just seemed that the public was shut off to whatever you were doing. Just don't do it during this time. But I think people are starting to understand a little bit more, and I think there'll be maybe some more understanding about it as the season comes along. If they do decide to kneel this year, there's always going to be people that are going to have their differences of opinion, and they have the right to do that. But I think the majority of people now will understand more what the players are doing because they understand the subject just a little bit more.
And Warren, the looting, the tearing up people's stuff, stealing stuff, I'm 100% against that. But protesting is a voice for the unheard. And we had Selma in 65, Million Man March was, 95, mid-90s. And then Ferguson with Michael Brown in 2014. We had Trayvon Martin. This time seems different to me. Does this seem different to you?
Yeah, it seems different to me because of the size of the crowds. the mixture of the crowds, the ethnicity of, yeah. of so many different backgrounds, and a majority of them are whites that are out there, believe it or not, especially up here in Seattle where I've been, and I've been looking at the crowds as they pan across the country. So everybody is on board with this, it seems like. Not everybody, but, I mean, there's a lot of different people that are involved with this, especially a lot of young people, and which is great to see. And that's why I would recommend that all these young people out there get out there and register to vote and use that vote, because that's how you're going to make a lot of change in your community and in your state and also nationally, is by using that right to vote. And you can make change with laws, you can make change with legislation, you can make change with people who are in office. So use that right, because a lot of people died during the civil rights movement to get that right to vote.
Warren Moon, I mean, a perfect guest on this Friday, Crowder, right? I mean, talking about, you know, juggling a lot of balls in the air because obviously there's some real serious stuff going on. And then Crowder and I also like to have a lot of fun on this show. So
should. And sports should be fun, but we're dealing with some serious subjects right now. You know, we got a pandemic going on. Where people are still getting sick out there that we've kind of lost sight of because of what's been happening over the last week. I mean, there's 46 million people who don't have jobs right now that had them like 3 months ago. So there's a lot of things going on in this country, and we're having to deal with them all. But one thing I know about this country is it's strong, and we've always bounced back when we've gone through tough times. This is as tough as probably we've ever been through, but I think we'll get it done some way, somehow, if we get the right leadership in place.
I agree with that 100%. I also think we should circle back just to the beginning and make sure Crowder heard about Hall & Oates, because as we've learned this week, Crowder, sometimes it's important not just to listen but to hear. And I want to make sure you heard what Warren Moon said about Hall & Oates.
Give him a little Sarah smile. Give him a little Sarah smile. I don't think he knows that.
Find Sarah's smile, Solana. See if you can find Sarah's smile.
I hear Warren easier than I hear you, Hawk, because you full of crap. We all know that.
Give him a little one-on-one.
Yeah. I mean, you can't hate on Hall & Oates. I'm so glad that you were able to open Crowder's eyes to that. You got any more Hall & Oates back there, Solana? You got a little Sarah's smile or no?
I might.
Here he goes. He's gonna lie. He gonna lie, Warren. That's one thing our producer doesn't lie.
You know, I like my Drake, but I also like my oldies, baby.
Oh, here it is. Let's go.
Oh yeah.
Come on, Crowder. On a Friday. Yo, Crowder and his wife.
If you want to get lucky, man, this is the one to play.
I was going to tell you, Crowder and his wife, they're going to have a baby this weekend, probably. No, she's 9 months pregnant. She is ready to go.
I don't need to dibble and dabble back in that world, Warren. I need to leave that world alone.
No, you just need to give her the credit card, because she's going to want it after that baby's out.
She's asking for a damn Tesla, Warren. A Tesla? I got to buy you a Tesla?
Hey, you don't have to buy no gas.
You register for a Tesla on Bye Bye Baby? I don't know if that's crank it up there for a second, Solana.
Start your GoFundMe.
Look at this. Listen to this. Come on, Crowder. A little Sarah smile, a little Hall & Oates. Come on.
Man, come on. Put this on and bring her a rose, man. I'm telling you, to change the whole atmosphere of your home.
Okay, I'm gonna go buy it now.
There you go, Warren Moon preaching the gospel. He is the Hall of Famer, a friend of the program. We always enjoy our time with you. Thank you for making time for us, Warren. We appreciate it, thanks, guys.
And be safe, and let's try and get through this thing. I love what you guys are doing, bringing the subject to the public and letting the public speak on it.
Well, thank you so much for speaking on it from the heart. We do appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.